Welcome to 50 Ways to Succeed at Work, where you hear stuff about ways to succeed even the most well-intentioned colleagues, advisors, careers officers, and HR departments may never get around to mentioning. This is episode 43 in series 2 of 50 Ways to Succeed at Work. This episode is Assignment Addict, almost never refuse an assignment. Outside his regular day job, Kevin runs a music blog. He recently spent weeks building and refining a new website for his private project. When it launches, he shares his interest and achievement with selected co-workers, some of whom start following his blog. During a coffee break, Trevor, one of Kevin's work colleagues, mentions that,
"I know my boss is looking for someone with your experience, Kevin."
"Oh, thanks, but not a qualified web techie, Trev, if that's what he wants."
"I think he's just seeking basic help. Why not drop him an email telling him what you can do? You've got nothing to lose."
That's how Kevin finds himself talking to one of the most senior managers in the organisation. He quickly negotiates with Kevin's boss to release him for a minor web assignment he needs to complete. It takes Kevin only a few days plus some nights to produce a low web presence. And when he next sees Trevor, he thanks him for the lead.
"Did you know, Trev, that my boss was impressed that I could help yours? He won't admit it, but I think he's secretly proud to have someone on his team able and willing to take on that assignment."
After that, it all goes quiet until a few months later, Kevin decides that a new role in the sales division would be just right for him. The job spec states that the successful candidate must be highly adaptable and responsive to client needs. His boss admits he'd be sorry to lose him and promises his support.
"Ah, you're just what they need, Kevin. I've never forgotten how you helped my colleague with your unexpected web skills. Somehow, you squeezed the assignment into the rest of your work without losing focus on our core goal. Best of luck with the new job."
Kevin is now a committed assignment addict and tells Trevor,
"You just never know where these things lead."
Now let's relate Kevin's story to your situation at work. When it comes to assignments, people have three critical questions. Why should I say yes to a new assignment? How do I say no to a new assignment? And how should I show my commitment to taking on new assignments? As Kevin's story reveals, you never know where a new assignment will actually lead you. It may prove nothing out of the ordinary, or it could be a smart move if you can learn and develop from it. So saying yes to a new assignment makes sense because it may create four valuable opportunities to strengthen relationships with your team, showcase your talent or ability to contribute, offer an exceptional learning opportunities, and help you to be seen as a can-do type of person. Beyond these four essential gains from any new and sometimes unexpected assignment, it may also provide valuable new contacts, unleash your unused creativity, fill a skills gap, gain recognition for your talents, build your leadership capabilities, and increase your morale. The wide range of potential gains explain why assignment addicts seldom say no to new opportunities. Still, not all assignments may suit you, so how do you say no to a new one? To reject a new assignment, it's best to do it with details explaining why you can't perform the work within your current work schedule. For example, you might say, "Which of these other priorities should be changed to accommodate this new one?" Show the impact this assignment will have on your output. For example, it could mean a reduction in the quality of all your work. An important question to ask your assignor is, "When the assignment ends, can I return to my current job role if it doesn't work out for me?" Be honest about why you must decline an assignment without exaggerating or offering misleading or unbelievable excuses. If you have the right to refuse assignments, offer the assignor solutions, such as suggesting someone you know who could perform it instead. Only dump the problem back on your boss if you can also tell a way forward. For example, act promptly to raise your unavailability, or give your boss time to make alternative arrangements, or let your boss know whether you could perform the work but with extra assistance, such as equipment, technology, training, or specialist support. While assignment addicts grab new opportunities, they avoid, like the plague, the risk of failing to deliver on time. To show your commitment to new assignments, there are some simple steps you can live by, such as prepare well, by offering ideas and suggestions to make the new assignment go smoothly. Offer enthusiasm in meetings with the boss and others. Notice when people assist you and show appreciation. Show interest in your new daily tasks when talking to colleagues and new employees. Offer suggestions for streamlining work processes and propose new projects to increase performance. Also, make sure you know who you report to during this new assignment and speak to those already working with that person to learn how to deal with them. Make sure you gain agreement on a written timetable of the various assignment stages and list when important activities must start and end. Clarify support where you can go for help during the assignment and whether helpers have the scope to provide it when you might need it. Remember, first impressions count and can build long-term reputations, for example, by maintaining a good attendance record. On any new assignment, you'll be under a microscope, so be friendly. Avoid conflict and be on your best behaviour. While you may not always like everyone new that you encounter, at least make sure that you try to get on with them as best as possible. Avoid comparing your previous job to the new one if necessary, and your new supervisor or project leader is not a mind reader. Communicate your challenges and progress and ask questions for support. That's better than completing a poorly done project. So what action am I proposing? First, be selective in evaluating any new assignment. Analyze the opportunities and threats from doing it. Secondly, discover how the assignment will support your organization's key goals. And thirdly, avoid damaging your long-term prospects by declining an assignment and instead offer solutions. And my takeaway from this? Be an assignment addict who usually embraces new opportunities rather than declining them. You've been listening to an episode of Andrew's 50 Ways to Succeed at Work. For more episodes, subscribe free to my regular weekly podcasts. You can catch up on past ones at the 50ways.site, where you can also become a foundation member with access to e-learning units, further reading links, and the forum, where you can ask questions, share problems, and join a growing community of people who seriously want to succeed at work. Now there's a new book and an audio version called, you guessed it, 50 Ways to Succeed at Work. Buy it at Amazon or the 50ways.site. Unmissable. Thanks for listening, and bye for now until next week.